G. Scott Jones is a Dayton musician who specializes in trombone and tuba, and he's also been a composer from a young age.
Actually, I started composing right in seventh grade, as soon as I got into beginning band. Well, then when I got to Central State working on my bachelor's degree, I got serious about composition as well. But I studied composition consistently all the way from my bachelor's through my doctorate, right along with trombone and with jazz and improvisation and everything.
Scott recently composed a set of suites inspired by people here in Dayton. He interviewed six Black elders from the community and asked them about the music they listened to, and their answers influenced the composition.
One of the things that I love about being in Dayton is the strong influence of Black elders. Really, it's just people in Dayton doing good work for the community, for African-American culture, but also for Dayton culture, for just culture. Artistic folks, historians, just different folks in Dayton who are constantly involved in the region and doing different awesome work. And so I've had a chance to get to know different people in the area. From there, I started thinking, okay, let's do some interviews with folks in Dayton and tell their stories through music.
Tell me about the process of turning those conversations into music.
What I did was go back and listen to each interview and pick out key elements of the interviews. I especially paid attention to the question that I asked, how would you describe the soundtrack to your life story so far? Each interviewee talked about different specific artists that they listened to or different groups. For each one, you know, I just went and listened to what they said and the answer to that question, and then just started playing with different ideas until I gradually had melodic ideas. And then from there can kind of shape maybe a movement or maybe a larger melody, you know, or groove. You know, every piece has some strong aspects of groove.
The premiere performance of the six suites took place in July, and now Scott is looking ahead to the next phase of this project.
I definitely want to publish the work. So the next thing, what I want to do is sit down and revisit the notation, what I actually wrote for each piece, because I know I'm going to have to edit based on rehearsals and based on the performance. And then once I make those final edits, I definitely plan on publishing it as a collection. And then I also hope to do a studio recording as well, to have more of a professional level of recording, or maybe even to do another performance or two and do a live recording.
Besides the end product of the music itself, how have you grown, or what rewards have you had as a result of this project?
In my larger journey as a creative person, this project has given me a chance to push myself to express my own voice. Even though I'm expressing stories of other people, I'm doing it through my own voice. This project gave me an opportunity to be, I would say, more authentic. The creative process is always messy, and I'm trying to let it be messier, progressively messier with each project. I'm trying to push myself to really explore new boundaries, but at the same time to be as messy as I can be in the creative process.
In today's university environment, music majors come from a variety of backgrounds, but the music they study doesn't necessarily reflect that diversity. Scott hopes that his six suites will help to change that.
Another thing that this piece gave me a chance to do was really making sure that each piece deliberately combined multiple genres. What this allows someone to do is to experience a variety of different genres in one piece, because as musicians, we should be growing from the music we perform. And also we hope that our audiences will grow by listening to the music that we're performing for them. So if someone who's coming from a very strong hip hop background, you know, if they're studying classical trombone, for example, at a university, there's a good possibility that they're never going to play a single piece of music that has anything to do with their culture growing up. With this work, each piece has some strong sense of hip-hop groove, even if it's the drum part. So what I really wanted to do was be true and authentic to myself even more, and then create opportunities for someone performing this to explore more.
To learn more about Scott, visit his website, gscottjones.com. I'm Adam Alonso. Arts Focus is a production of Discover Classical.